Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here.
Hi, everybody. This is Joanne Midget again, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. I just love Christmas time, and I love the month of December, because everybody just seems a little perkier and a little sweeter because of Christmas. And I don't think that's a mistake. I think it's because there is a special anointing on this time of year, because people are looking toward the birth of Jesus. And today, what I want to share is a message called The Perfect Prophecies. And the reason I want to share that is because there are a lot of scripture. Now, I'm only going to give you seven particular prophecies, but there are many, many prophecies in the Word of God that foretell the birth of Jesus Christ. And the first one is Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And this is where the Lord told Abraham that the Messiah would be his descendant. Well, over in Matthew 1:1, that was the book of the genealogy of Jesus, and it reveals that he was a son of Abraham, going back, so-and-so begat, so-and-so begat, so-and-so. And so I thought that was pretty cool. Then the next scripture prophecy is in Genesis 49:10. And that's where Jacob spoke to his sons and told them that the Messiah would be from the tribe of Judah. And that was fulfilled and spoken in Hebrews 8:8, where the Lord states that his new covenant was made with the house of Israel and the tribe of Judah. Then in 2 Samuel 7:12 through 17, Nathan the prophet told David that the Messiah would be in his own lineage, the house of David. And that was fulfilled in Luke 3:23 through 33, where we go all the way back to David in the genealogy here. In fact, that goes all the way back to Adam. Then there's a prophecy in Micah 5:1 through 2, where the prophet Micah announced that the Messiah would come forth and be born in the city of Bethlehem. Well, in Matthew 2:1, we read where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And then in Isaiah 7:14, it was foretold that Jesus would be born of a virgin. And that was fulfilled in Matthew 1:18 and Matthew 1:22 and 23, where Mary, who was a virgin, a young girl, conceived and gave birth to the Messiah. Then finally, in Daniel 9:21 through 27, Gabriel, the archangel, he was a messenger from heaven. He foretold the timing of the Messiah's birth all the way back to Daniel in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And that was fulfilled in Luke 2:6 through 7. Jesus was born at the exact time that it was predicted he would be born. And then finally, the seventh prophecy that I want to share is in Isaiah 9:6 through 7, where he was born as God in the flesh. And that was fulfilled in John 1:14. Now, I hope you guys had some pencil and paper, because I gave you a lot of scriptures. But I just think it's so cool that we can see the messianic prophecies in Genesis and 2 Samuel and Micah and Isaiah and Daniel and back in Isaiah again, that these prophets and these powerful men of God were told by angels or were spoken to by God himself and given these prophecies. And then over in the Gospels and in the epistles, we see where these are all fulfilled, and they're mentioned in the epistles of where they were fulfilled in the Gospels. And before I close today, I wanted to share a little personal experience with you. Lately, I've been watching some YouTube videos, and I like to go down and watch people comment on what I'm watching. And several people, some people will call them trolls or troublemakers or skeptics or whatever you want to call them. And they get on there and they comment and say very derogatory, mocking things about the Word of God or about men and women of God who were on these YouTube videos. And I've interacted with a couple of them, and I have had a platform to share my faith, to share my testimony, and to share the Word of God. So over the holidays, if you have some time, I would encourage you to do that, just to scroll down through the comments and see if you can find someone that the Holy Spirit would have you minister to. And then I want to share one more experience. And it's something to pray about, because in this day and age, we see a lot of skeptics who are young children and teenagers and young people. And I had an experience when I was in college. I was studying to be an elementary school teacher. And during my student teaching, I did a directed study to get 3 hours credit. And it was a class of middle school children's literature. Well, I thought, that will be cool. Well, it was a directed study with a professor who was an atheist. And one of the books that I had to read and was in the public schools at that time for middle school students to read was called The Passover Plot. It was written by a man named Hugh Schofield. It was published in 1965, and a movie was actually made of it in 1976. And Hugh Schofield was a British Bible scholar who was temporarily a Messianic Jew, but he became disillusioned because he got kicked out of the International Messianic Jewish Alliance. And so he became sour on the gospel. And in 1977, I was a young Christian, but thank God I was spirit-filled. And I had a spiritual mentor who was a friend of mine in college who was able to give me a good foundation in the Word of God so that I was able to reject the content of this book, because the idea of the book was that Jesus was insane and that he had read the messianic prophecies and that he decided he was the Messiah and he acted it out and he even planned his own death. And I thought, well, I think I can shoot all those to smithereens, because he couldn't plan the miracles. He couldn't plan the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. He couldn't plan his resurrection. So I just pray and hope that Hugh Schofield was able to return back to his faith in Jesus Christ before he passed away. And I also pray that the children that read and maybe are still reading this book will not be blindsided and deceived by the content in this book. So I just encourage you guys to go back and go on the internet and just look up Messianic prophecies if you desire to do that, and study it out. It's fascinating to just see the coordination of the Holy Spirit and how he brought everything to pass. Well, can I pray with you before we end? Lord, I just thank you for every person who's listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you, Father, if there are skeptics or even atheists out in this audience today, that, Lord, they will go back and they will read the prophecies and they will see how you beautifully and miraculously brought everything to pass, and that Jesus is the Messiah. He is God in the flesh, the only begotten Son of God, who came and died and rose again. And I just thank you, Father, that everyone's having a wonderful Christmas time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.